اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا عنك وارض عنا اللهم إنا نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك وتمام مغفرتك اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى اللهم لا تذهب طلبنا إلى شيء صرفته عنا اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم O Bari Tala, do forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, we are begging you, O Allah. We have really wronged ourselves, O Allah. We have really oppressed our souls, O Allah. Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, we have no excuses, no explanations for our sins, O Allah. From head to toe, we are soiled in our sins, O Allah. Nothing besides our sins we have before you to present, O Allah. O Allah, we anticipate your mercy, O Allah. We have hope in you, O Allah. From our very, very beginning till today, O Allah, you kept on favoring us and honoring us, O Allah, despite our sins, O Allah. That is what we carry today, O Allah. Hope in you, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, it is your promise in the Quran, O Allah, that you love those that repent, O Allah. O Allah, record us from amongst the repenting ones, O Allah, and love us, O Allah. O Allah, love us, O Allah. Record us from amongst the repenting ones, O Allah. O Allah, we don't even know the way of making tawbah, O Allah. O Allah, our tawbah requires tawbah itself, O Allah. O Allah, do forgive us, O Allah. Take pity over us, O Allah. Allah, we have no recourse, O Allah. We have no door to knock on, O Allah. O Allah, we have wronged ourselves, O Allah. O Allah, we are ashamed, O Allah. O Allah, despite all our wrongs, O Allah. Despite all our sins, O Allah. O Allah, you chose us over others and given us place in your house, O Allah. In this Mubarak month, O Allah, amongst your pious servants, O Allah, you secured a place for us, O Allah, as your guests, O Allah. O Allah, we are ashamed, O Allah. Despite our wrongs, O Allah, look at how you have covered us, O Allah. O Allah, continue covering us like that, O Allah. Continue adorning us with garbs of honor, O Allah, and hide our weaknesses, O Allah. O Allah, we are begging you, O Allah. O Allah, cleanse us, O Allah. O Allah, clean us of our sins, O Allah. O Allah, you say in the Quran, O Allah, that you are the one who can change our bad deeds to good deeds, O Allah. We are begging you, O Allah. Change our bad deeds to good deeds, O Allah. O Allah, change all our gunas into good deeds, O Allah. O Allah, honor us in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, like how you have concealed us in this world, O Allah, conceal us in the hereafter, O Allah. Conceal us on the plains of Qiyamah, O Allah. Do not disgrace us, O Allah. You have always covered us with honor, O Allah. Cover us there too also with honor, O Allah. You have seen us through here, O Allah. See us through there too, O Allah. O Allah, do forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we are begging you, O Allah. We have hope in your mercy, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Oh Allah, we don't know how to thank you for your favors, oh Allah. Oh Allah, day and night we are enjoying your favors, oh Allah. We have age now in enjoying your favors, oh Allah, but we don't have the ability to thank you, Allah. Oh Allah, all we can say is record us from amongst the shakirin, oh Allah. Record us from amongst those people that have expressed gratitude towards your favors, oh Allah. Oh Allah, and grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to use every ni'mat of yours in a manner that will please you, Allah. Oh Allah, save us from your displeasure, Allah. Oh Allah, when the malaikas bring complaints of us, oh Allah, being ungrateful and expressing ingratitude towards your ni'mat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, look at us favorably, oh Allah. Oh Allah, overlook our weaknesses there too, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't take us into account, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us, oh Allah. Record us from amongst the shakirin, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us from the misuse of our tongues, from the misuse of every organ in our bodies, oh Allah. Every limb of ours, oh Allah, save us from the misuse, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to use every strength of ours, oh Allah, in your obedience, oh Allah. Oh Allah, take pity on ourselves, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, all those mashayikh, oh Allah, our asatiza ikram, oh Allah, the musannifeens of the kitabs, oh Allah, that we have benefited us, that we have learned from, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those that are alive, oh Allah, grant them afiyat in every respect, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you honor them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those that have passed on, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you grant them the highest ranks in Jannah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, overlook whatever mistakes they may have made, oh Allah, and you honor them in every respect, oh Allah. Oh Allah, our parents, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those of our parents that are alive, oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq and ability to serve them, oh Allah, in such a manner, oh Allah, ke unki dilo ko dua se phoot pare hamare liye, oh Allah. Oh Allah, that their hearts flow out with duas for us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq and hidayah to serve them right until their last breaths, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make us a means of the coolness of their eyes, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those of our parents, oh Allah, that have passed on, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive them, oh Allah. Make every second for them in the hereafter a happier one, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whatever weaknesses they may have, oh Allah, we are pleading on their behalf, oh Allah, forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't take them to task, oh Allah. We are crying on their behalf, oh Allah, do forgive them, oh Allah. Overlook their weaknesses, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you have kept us with honor here, oh Allah, keep them also with honor there, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, every ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that have passed on, oh Allah. Oh Allah, on account of them being a ummati of your beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those of them who are in comforts, oh Allah, increase their comforts, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those of them who are not in comforts, oh Allah, grant them the comforts of the hereafter, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those of them, oh Allah, who are being punished, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you are Ghafoor Rahim, oh Allah, forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, no one can question you, oh Allah, if you declare their forgiveness, oh Allah, and you forgive them tonight, oh Allah. Oh Allah, do forgive them, oh Allah, on the account that they are the ummatis of your Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us as well, oh Allah. Oh Allah, take pity upon us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, teach us the adab of this path, oh Allah. Oh Allah, teach us what is your obedience, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us from your obedience, oh Allah. Oh Allah, become happy with us, oh Allah. Rid our hearts of all types of other love, oh Allah. And fill our hearts with your love, oh Allah. Oh Allah, like how you have taken a place in the hearts of your awliyas, oh Allah, take a place in our hearts also, oh Allah. Oh Allah, do forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, take mercy upon us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we don't know anything, oh Allah, guide us, oh Allah, hold us by our forelocks and guide us every moment of our life, oh Allah. Qadam qadam par puri rehbari aur rehnuma farma, oh Allah. Oh Allah, kamil sunnat ki kamil ittiba naseeb farma, oh Allah. Oh, isi par hamare maut a jaye, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us death on the sunnah, oh Allah, the kamil sunnah, oh Allah. Adorn us, oh Allah, adorn our families, adorn our homes, adorn our folks, and on the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the kamil sunnah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, and save us from all other types of ways, oh Allah. Save our homes from all other types of ways, oh Allah. Oh Allah, adorn our homes with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Let it be, O Allah, that on your first meeting with him, O Allah, he is happy to meet us, O Allah. He is pleased to meet us, O Allah. He is eager to meet us, O Allah. O Allah, make us from his group, O Allah. O Allah, save us from your disobedience, O Allah. You can only make it happen, O Allah. O Allah, we have failed, O Allah. We are broken down, O Allah. We don't know anything, O Allah. All we know is to make a mess up of things, O Allah. O Allah, guide us, O Allah. O Allah, you guide us, O Allah. Make us beloved to you, O Allah. Teach us the road towards you, O Allah. O Allah, help us in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, the Muslims throughout the world, O Allah. Those that are in difficulties, O Allah, remove the difficulties, O Allah. If the difficulties are an account of them being tested, O Allah. O Allah, we are weak, O Allah. Do not test us, O Allah. Exempt us from all tests, O Allah. In this world and in the hereafter, O Allah. And if the difficulties are on account of them being punished, O Allah. O Allah, then guide us, O Allah. Grant us the realization of our wrong, O Allah. And grant us tawbah, O Allah. Give us the ability to conform, O Allah. Give us the tawfiq and hidayat to conform, O Allah. And please you, O Allah. And remove all types of difficulties, O Allah. O Allah, you accept us, O Allah, in every respect, O Allah. Grant us afiyat in every respect. Allahumma innaka afoon kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna, O Allah. Do forgive us, O Allah. Do pardon us, O Allah. O Allah, Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Damat Barakatuh, O Allah. Always keep us, O Allah, in his shadow, O Allah. Always keep us, O Allah, around him, O Allah. O Allah, we have not made qadr of this great ni'mat, O Allah. O Allah, teach us how to make qadr of this ni'mat, O Allah. You bless him, you bless his entire family, O Allah, his progeny to come right until the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. Honor them in every respect in this world and in hereafter, O Allah. You be pleased with them all the time, O Allah. Be pleased with us as well, O Allah. O Allah, group us amongst them here and in the hereafter, O Allah. O Allah, there are so many things, O Allah, that we would like to ask you, O Allah. You know our needs, O Allah. You can give us more than what we want to ask, O Allah. You fulfill every need of ours, O Allah. O Allah, all the sick and ailing people, O Allah. O Allah, grant them shifa-e kamila, O Allah. O Allah, fulfill every need is need, O Allah. O Allah, you grant us your forgiveness, O Allah. Grant us salvation from the fire of Jahannam, O Allah. O Allah, grant us salvation from all types of difficulty in this world and the hereafter, O Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma salli ala ruhi Sayyidina Muhammadin fil arwah. اللهم صل على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور اللهم صل على جسد سيدنا محمد في الأجساد اللهم صل على موقف سيدنا محمد في المواقف اللهم صل على مشهد سيدنا محمد في المشاهد وصلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A saintly person happened to pass by a Qabristan. He perceived that they were being punished. Though it was the Qabristan of Muslims, but they were being punished. After some time, he came across the same way, and now he saw that the punishment was moved away. So he asked Allah Ta'ala that what was it that moved this punishment away from them. Allah Ta'ala's answer came to him, that I saw the state of this Qabristan. It's totally broken down. There's no tombstone. It's simple. It's obliterated. All signs and symbols, everything have been obliterated. when I saw them in this state, in this pitiable state, they have been totally obliterated. There is no sign of them left. There is no symbol of them left. They are totally out, finished. I felt pity for them and I forgive them all. So the state of humility, the state of nothingness, and I am not anything, I am one entity, nothing. This is something that attracts the mercy of Allah. There was a drought in a certain country and people making dua, etc. This wrong woman, or we have this loose woman, they came to the king and they said, we are convinced that this punishment that you are going through, the drought that you are going through, is on account of our sin. We are behaving, misbehaving, immoral, immodest, selling our bodies, what we are doing. And it's because of us that this entire town, this entire populace is under divine punishment. Crops are perishing, livestock are all dying, and people are suffering. Children are going through constraints and difficulties just because of us. So give us an area that is cordoned off. The woman obviously, so we can't be doing things in the open. Give us an area that is cordoned off. And let us pray to Allah Ta'ala for our forgiveness. The king said, alright, tried everything else. What does it cost us to try this out as well? He gave them an area that was totally cordoned off. And they cried, Allah, our stupid behavior, wrong behavior, very, very dirty, filthy behavior of ours that is stopping the rain from coming. It's withholding the rain. And do forgive us. And show mercy upon these people here. There are many people amongst them that are good, they are righteous. They are committed to your deen. We are causing all this thing here. We are the problem here. They cried and they cried until the rains came. So, this feeling that we are nothing, we are not deserving anything, in all entities, this is something that is very liked by Allah Ta'ala. When we ponder over the halat of the ummah, and sometimes I think about it in this manner, that when there is a drizzle, a light drizzle, you can still walk casually home, right? But if it rains, you'll pick up the speed. But if it is a heavy rain, then you'll run for shelter. It's a storm, it's a heavy rain, you run for shelter. Still you're not in danger, you can still find some shelter. But if it's a tsunami, then there's no shelter, everything is just going. Everything, buildings, animals, homes, cars, everything like matchsticks that are flowing on the storm of time. The storm of time, it just is moving. Let's see, one motor car is like this, one truck is just running around like this, floating around. So Allah Ta'ala draws this to attention. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. It is He who transports you on the land and the ocean. Land in so many ways, right? Cars, bicycles, scooters, trucks, kumbis, buses, different type modes Allah Ta'ala transports us. Animals, horse, donkey, different modes Allah Ta'ala transports us. Say, يَرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ الْبَحْرِ حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ. Then, at times you have to board the ship. In contemporary times, you have to board the plane. وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبًا. You have boarded the plane or you have boarded the ship. It was favorable weather conditions. You were moving smoothly on the ship or on the plane. And it was a smooth ride. Then suddenly the pilot announces that we are going through some turbulence, that please fasten your seat belts, and the staff or the crew, they must all sit in their places. So the pilot is shaken up, everybody is shaken up, sitting in their seats. I don't know if you have witnessed years back, now you don't find so much, but there's a strong turbulent and the thing is going at an altitude, comes right down, sometimes 100 feet, 200 meters it comes down and then again it comes up. Such a frightening scene. You say, يِرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Don't we fear Allah at the time? Or do we get lost into the ambience of the plane? Just like a dream. Nothing more than a dream. We look at the people, the way they dressed, the hostesses, the stewards, etc. And we get consumed in that. And then one turbulent and everything is forgotten. And then you cannot say this is only restricted to the times, bygone times. You heard about the Malaysian plane, right? Did you hear about it? They got something, some plane in Germany. Another thing went. With all the technology and scientific progress that they had made. Up to now, they can't find the plane. The thing gone. The sea just sucked the thing, finished. They can't find it. Can't find the black box. Can't find the plane. No idea. So, isn't it something for us to reflect? You say, يَرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ الْبَحْرِ وَجَرِينَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبًا. It's favorable weather conditions, you are moving smoothly. Can you be lost? Can you be lost and become oblivious? Don't we reflect what happened to this person, what happened to that person, what happened to this plane, what happened to that aircraft? You become totally lost. جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ. In that state where we are moving smoothly, crisp, and it's a nice cruise, and the storm just picks up. And that plane looks like a toy. In mid-air, it's just a toy, nothing. جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. If it's a ship, then it's waves that are coming from all directions. It's smacking it, slapping it. Someone that has been in a cruise liner, let's ask him. The way I think that wave is smacking it, from not only from above, from below also. Like it's a hammer that is hammering from below, from the sides, from on top and from below. And everybody is in a state of panic at that time. جاءتها ريح عاصف وجاءهم الموج من كل مكان وظنوا أنهم أحيط بهم. And at that time you feel, now it's gone, the story's ended. There's no way of escape. So at that time, what is our response? دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. One friend of mine was telling me, he's got a Hindu that's working for him. Clock is a clock, whatever. And he was driving smoothly. Something just happened and the car just spun like that. Just spinning one way. And he says, uncontrollably, the words Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar coming in my mouth, in my tongue, as reading, until it came to a standstill. I was unhurt. So even that person realizes that in this type of a turbulent situation, it is only Allah that can help you. Hindu didn't believe in anything. At that time, all his gods, ضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, all those false things that they were faking and forging up, they all disappear at that time. It's only Allah Ta'ala at that time. So, دَعَوُ اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ. Then do you realize, then do you come to your senses, it's only Allah Ta'ala. So there's so many situations where Allah Ta'ala shows it, it's only I that can do it. Nobody can help you, I can do it. Now there are two things. One is, it's Allah Ta'ala only. The princesses that fallen seriously ill, lost hope. So they call the best physicians. Obviously it's just one princess. So what will the king not do? He engaged the best physicians, failed. Best specialists, they failed. Admitted her into the best hospital of the world, failed again. Then he got someone to make amal, ta'weez and all that. That also failed. Now the king is thinking to himself that there isn't a thing that I haven't tried. I've tried spiritual things and I've tried physical things. Everything I've tried. Everything failed me. So at that time, that thought crosses his mind. The thing that I haven't done is to cry to Allah Ta'ala. I've engaged the best physician, I've engaged the best hospitals, the best ta'weezes, best amaliyat, everything I've done. But I didn't realize that the strings are in someone else's hand. Whether it is a ta'weez, whether it's a medication, whether it's a hospital, the strings of cure is in someone else's hand. And I didn't ask and I didn't implore his mercy. I didn't beg of him. As though I felt that my money will do it. As though I felt that it's my ingenuity or the ingenuity of these experienced doctors and physicians that will do it. And I can see in front of my eyes, it's not the ingenuity, it's not the wealth, it's not the expertise, it's nothing. So at that time, you get to realize, you get to understand that there is someone that does it. But our problem is that when Allah Ta'ala saves us, when we are in problems, then we cry to Allah Ta'ala, do it for us. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ But the moment Allah Ta'ala delivered you to safety, then everything is forgotten. Everything, every promise that you made is forgotten. You must ask one of the ladies after they delivered, you know, in a little bit of a cheaper hospital, you know, where you can see one delivering, second one delivering on your side, third one. Just ask them, what is the experience like? They'll tell you, hey, they're crying, Yamma, Yamma. I'll never do this again. Right. They're crying like that. And then once that girl, when the child is delivered, they go back again to it. Exactly the same. We don't realize that it is only Allah Ta'ala that can do it. Sometimes it's in our mind, subconscious mind, but then we forget all the pledges that we made, all the promises that we made. We forget it. So what Allah is telling us, that by you have understood that it is I that am doing. I that I am doing. Then why don't you keep up to your pledge? Why don't you keep up to your promise? Why it is just an occasional thing? It's just that moment. Can't you just honor your promise? You've seen that I bailed you out. I helped you out. And everything had forsaken you. I was the one that bailed you out. Now the same thing can be put into different circumstances. Sometimes it's your business. Everything is just failing, dropping apart. How you cry to Allah Ta'ala. It's your business, you know, you're dependent on that. You're running your homes, your accounts are getting settled, things are getting working off, and suddenly something just cracked and everything has failed. Then what happens to you? See the neighboring countries, huh? Aren't there lessons for us? The Zimbabwean pound was so strong. Stronger than the rand. And now, an ordinary person gets paid 50 million pounds. That 50 million pounds is about 100 rands. See, from what it was and what it is now. So can't Allah Ta'ala change things? In anything. So, what Allah is telling us in all this, that you do understand, your subconscious mind, you do understand that when you are in a real fix, then nobody bails you out but me. It's only I that bail you out. Imagine you were in a hospital now with a massive heart attack, right? The machines are there, you are on the life support, your family is there. They're trying, right? But what goes through your mind at that time? All the musti that you have done in the past, you're asking Allah, please forgive me. I've done this, I've wronged, I've messed it up. Allah, just save me now and I won't do it again. You can see what's going on. At that time you make best promises to Allah Ta'ala. But our problem is that promises are just for the convenience of getting out of the problem. The moment we are out of the problem, you go back. So what Allah is telling us by, that you can see that I am the one that bails you out. I am the one that rescues you. I am the one that restores you. I am the one that recovers you. I am that one. When I am that one, why don't you just stay with me? Why do you only call me when you are in a mess? When you are in favorable conditions, can't you just keep calling on me? So, this is where we go off. Is when we in a fix, then we call Allah Ta'ala. And when we come out of the problem, then you go back. So what Allah Pak wants is that we remain. We remain with that. وَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِي لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Now this is like a simile in the Quran Sharif, that this is human nature, this is your human behavior. In the plight, then you call Allah Ta'ala. When you have been delivered, you forget all your promises. So all he wants from us is this promise that you made, just stick to your promise. Stand by your promise. Don't do it out of convenience. Someone married your daughter and it happened in Durban in front of me. Wasn't told me his problem when he went for some tawis and all that. And then was madly in love with the girl, but the father was refusing. Even for tawis, even for some wazifa and all that. Now I'm saying this person never came for Jummah namaz. He's there for every namaz, and 20 minutes before the namaz, he's there. And then another 10 minutes after namaz, and as he's pulling out something and reading that diligently every day. Now what happened? Then I see that the person got married. Now when he got married to that girl, everything is forgotten. Now imagine if that girl got to know that you are doing all these things just for that convenience. You put up a front. You put up a good front. You were in drugs, and you were doing all the wrong, but just because you wanted that girl, so you put up a beautiful front. The moment you got her, and then you reverted, how does she feel? How does her parents feel? It was a non-Muslim, for example, and it happens, he wants to be married to a Muslim girl, and he puts up a front. He shows to the people that I am a Muslim now, in for namaz, and keeping a beard, and wearing a kurta now and then. Until he got a confirmation. Right? I got the confirmation, now he leaves the namaz, goes back to all his idols. Idolatry, wrong, everything goes back. How do the parents feel? Don't they feel betrayed? Don't they feel that they have lost out? So like you feel that you have been betrayed and lost out, how does Allah Ta'ala take it? This person is doing things, but he's just doing it for a temporary convenience. He's not doing it truly. This is what Allah Pak wants. He wants your heart. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا. What are the mouth? This mass of yours doesn't mean anything. The outer covering of yours doesn't mean anything. It is the state of the heart that he wants. That heart must be straight. Heart must be loyal. It must be truthful. It must be honest. It must be sincere. This is what he wants. You got that and everything, all the red tapes, everything is just cracking, everything is just breaking down. But you show that you are honest, you show that you are truthful, you show that you are going to do it and you are sincere. Dioban, in Tanabun, Someone came to Hazrat Miyaji, Nur Muhammad Sahib. Said, I got a problem. The government has expropriated our whole land, running into thousands of hectares, multi-million properties. The government, for some reason, known best to them, they took away all property they have taken. Mark to them, see, I'll make dua for you. But you see my hadith up, he does some dini work, he teaches here. And on a rainy day, he doesn't have a cover, he doesn't have a shelter. We'll put it up. We'll put the shelter for him so that he can run his classes. So, Miyadi Sahib Rahmatullahi made dua. He made dua, and in a month's time or so, they received a notice that that land that was expropriated, the English has given back the land. It has given back the land. They've taken it away, now they gave it back. So Miyadi Sahib Rahmatullahi asked them, okay, but you remember the promise that you made? He said, now it's going to be a little bit difficult, a little bit financial constraints now. Or I will put half. We'll put this half of the building. It's alright. That also is alright. Now they received another notice that this property that was expropriated, it will be given to you just until so and so lives. The moment he dies, it's going to be taken back. Now they came back to Hazrat Miyadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Okay, this is what they told us. So Miyadi Sahib told them, but this is how you people behaved. First, you all made the promise that you'll put up the shelter. And then, when Allah Ta'ala sorted it out for you all, then you all had a review, rethink. So then Allah Ta'ala also reviewed the whole thing. It will only be with you until so-and-so lives. When he dies, it's going to be expropriated. So now we prepare to do it. So now it's gone, it's finished. You don't play, love or you don't play. It's not a thing to be playing with. Like, you're proposing for a girl, you don't play games. It happened in Dioban once. The style in Dioban is that when you want to propose for a girl, they don't allow you to see the girl. The boy's father can come and see the girl. Boy's mother, not father. The boy's mother can see the girl. They're happy they make the proposal. You, as the one that is proposing, you can't go and see the girl at all. Like a lucky packet now. It was coming up. What's inside you don't know. So your mother, your sister, any woman can come and do all the homework. They must do all the homework and go. But the boy had heard a lot about this girl, her looks, her beauty, intelligence, everything. And he said, no, this is the right girl. So all the wedding arrangements are made. Date was confirmed, wedding arrangements are made. Date, everything is set. Now, just about 2 hours before the nikah, when the wedding has been announced, everybody has come there. It's a grand, grand affair. Now, 2 hours before the nikah, the boy says, you know, I'm not prepared to marry until and unless I don't see the girl. See, he didn't stand to his word. First, he confirmed it because of what his parents had seen. Ladies and all had seen, he's confirmed. Now, he's playing a game. Shah is playing a game. Because he knew now, 2 hours before when they made a grand affair, they called so many people, they fed and all that. Now they can't turn away. When they can't turn away, now I'll get them at prime time, I'll get them. Now, the girl is coming from a popular family, wealthy family. big name. The boy also, but the girls also come from a popular family. So the girl's father, the girl is seeing her father sprinting the floor, one end to the other end. So the girl is asking the father, what happened? So, no, it's alright. She insisted, you must tell me what happened. So he told her, and you know, it's our custom here, it's customary that he'll only see after the marriage. He won't see before that. So the girl said, Abba, don't worry, I'll sort this thing out. Just leave it to me, I'll sort it out. Call him in. Let him see me. He saw, and she was like 100 times more beautiful and pretty than what he had heard. And he was absolutely fascinated. The girl is coming from Delhi. No, the boy is coming from Delhi, the girl is from here. So as though Jyobar is like a little bit of a village compared to Delhi, right? But the person from Delhi saw, he's exposed to so many things, that everything works there, right? It's a big town, buzzing town. So you see hundreds and thousands of girls there, you see. Now this was something exclusive, absolutely fascinating. So he was mad, you know, heads over heels, can't resist. See, you know, he confirmed it. So the girl, very calmly, she asked, do you really love me? But I don't like you. I'm cancelling it, finish. But that was the right lesson, you see. So you don't play games. And this ordinary girl, stupid little girl, her integrity and respect meant so much to her. And this person played games, you know, never again. Cancel you off completely. Now he got mad, literally got mad. What he saw was far, far beyond his dreams. And at the 11th hour, she's cancelled the whole nikah. He's not interested. So this is what Allah is complaining about. That your promises are just temporary conveniences. You're not true in your promises. It's more like I'm showing you, a small little girl, stupid little thing, she feels so much about herself, her integrity, her parents' integrity, her family reputation, she feels so much about it. Then what about Allah Ta'ala? His esteem, His magnanimity, His majesty, His greatness. Can you play games with Allah Ta'ala? Playing, fix me up, I'll do this. You fix me up, I'll do it. And when you fix you up, then you forgot about the promises. How will Allah Ta'ala take it? So this is what he wants. You make tawbah, turn to him, and then be sincere about it. Then don't be doing things just out of convenience. Do it properly, thoroughly, with honesty of the heart, the sincerity of the mind, the purity of intention, clean. After all, why does Allah Ta'ala repeatedly say, مَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفًا pure, turned away from everything else, just to me. He wants this. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى that purity of the heart he wants. That cleanliness, that sincerity he wants. You be sincere, you be pure. Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah is known for his taqwa and his virtue. So, was traveling with his entire family. And they encountered some highway robbers. How you get hijacking? That someone also should get this thing. So Mawlana told those hijackers, see, we'll give you everything, but don't touch any woman. Don't touch them. You don't forgive everything. Anyway, Mawlana gave them all the jewelry and they let them go. So when they let them go, now they in a safety zone, one of the women said, you know, I had all the jewelry. And this other woman had small jewelry, someone had a ring and all that, but I had everything. But what I had, I haven't surrendered. So, alhamdulillah, be safe. Mawlana says, no, see, we made a promise with these people that you give us a safe passage and we'll surrender all the jewelry. You give us a safe passage and we will surrender all the jewelry. Now, this is not in keeping with our promise. You see how they honor their promises and to what level they honor the promise. So he took that jewelry for that woman, his family woman, and he went toward the robbers. He's going toward the robbers. He said, hey, we'll shoot you, we'll kill you. What are you coming here towards? So, you know, I'm coming here for your own betterment. I'm unarmed. You can see my pockets, see everything. I'm unarmed. So then what's your problem? So see, we made a deal that we'll surrender all the jewelry and you will give us a safe passage. Mistakenly, one woman had some jewelry, but for some reason she did not surrender it. So said, it's against our promise, let's surrender this as well. When he saw so much, now the leader of that hijacking company, he says, you know, there's not going to be any good in this wealth. Because this wealth is of a people that are absolutely clean, very, very pure. See the purity of the intention. So there's not going to be any good in taking away the wealth. We'll have problems. So rather we return all that jewelry, whatever we have taken, we return everything. They return everything. What I'm showing you, you see this purity. This is what Lapan likes. At any level, it's purity, cleanliness, sincerity. You would like it for your child, for your daughter. You would like it. Won't you like it? So Allah Pak also will like the same thing. Purity, that cleanliness, that sincerity. Allah Pak keep us like that. Pure sincerity with that conviction that Allah Pak will do it. All we need to do is purify, clean, be sincere, repent correctly. And then you see everything will just open up. Allah Pak tawfiq nasib.